Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
20 days away from Texans training camp. They're going to be in Houston for the first time in a couple years. No more West Virginia. Deontay Foreman looking to make an impact this year. He was in studio 2 days ago. This is Deontay Foreman on his mindset this offseason from OTAs to training camp in 20 days.
Like just going in OTAs, I just had a different mindset. You know, I had a lot of up and down days. But, you know, just getting back out there, I just want to show my teammates, show my coaches that I still had, you know, some explosiveness and I can still catch the ball and do all those things that they saw, you know, before I got hurt.
You expect big things from Deontay Foreman, Stanford?
Yes, I expect big things. I mean, I was a fan of his back when he was at UT. Pretty much, I kind of thought he even should have been one of the top finalists for winning the Heisman that year, leading the NCAA in rushing yards. I think that he's going to have another year up under his belt, under Bill O'Brien's scheme, learning the offense, even though he was obviously missed a lot of time with the Achilles injury. And I think that this year, like I said before, I think that he's either going to be forming a fearsome 1-2 punch with Lamar Miller, or he's going to unseat him as the starter and be the lead back.
That's what a lot of people were talking about last year, you know, before the Achilles. I mean, this is a guy who, when he did tear that Achilles 2 Novembers ago, he was diving into the end zone for his second touchdown, and then as soon as he lands, you tear your Achilles. You talk about highs and lows. It's absolutely crazy. One of the most unique players in NFL history passes away at the age of 38. Former New York Giants and Kentucky Wildcat quarterback Jared Lorenzen died Wednesday after battling multiple health issues. As I said earlier, he was only 38 years old. I got to interview Jared Lorenzen a couple times, just a larger-than-life personality, one of the most unique-looking athletes of all time. You don't see quarterbacks that are over 300 pounds that often, and you add in the lefty, the hefty lefty nickname, all that kind of stuff. Jared Lorenzen passes away. In the spirit of Jared Lorenzen, who are some of the most unique athletes of all time? I have a whole list in front of me, Stan. Yeah, I come prepared.
I got a couple off the top of my head as well. For one, I would go with Nate Robinson. Somebody that I believe, what is Nate Robinson, about what, 5'9"?
5'7",
and being
5'8".
Able to jump that high, winning the slam dunk contest in the NBA for, I believe, what, 2 or 3 times. I forget exactly how many, but that's something that's always been unique to me. And somebody who also was a starter at cornerback for the UW football team back when he was a freshman. Number two, I would go with Doug Flutie. Undersized, able to have a cannon for an arm. Everybody remembers the
deceptive speed.
Yes, deceptive speed. Everybody remembers that famed throw that he made at Boston College to win the national championship. Next, I would go with Eddie George. A lot of people don't know this, but Eddie George was actually an all-state hurdler while he was out in Philadelphia back in high school. A lot of people don't realize that. So somebody being 6'4", about what, 230, 235, being a hurdler, that's very nimble. So shout out to him. Number four, I would go with Frank Thomas.
The big hurt.
The big hurt. About 6'5", 230. A lot of people don't know this. Frank Thomas actually played football at Auburn.
When Bo Jackson was
yes,
there.
Yes, exactly. So just watching that carried over to the baseball field, and I'm not sure if you remember this,
Landry.
He had
those black and white cleats.
Yes.
Remember the black and white
yes.
Big Hurts?
I'm not sure if you remember this, Landry.
I remember everything, bro.
You remember the home run derby when it was at Riverfront State? I'm sorry, not Riverfront Stadium. The one that was
Ball
in Pittsburgh.
Ballpark in Arlington, right?
No, at Pittsburgh, back before the PNC Park right now. It was, I believe it was called Three River Stadium. Either that, no, you're right, Three River Stadium, because Riverfront Stadium was where the Cincinnati Reds played. So I believe it was Three River Stadium back when Barry Bonds was still with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Way back, this is 94, 95, something like that. And I remember they had a fierce home run derby. Frank Thomas was jacking 500-foot bombs over the wall. That was very impressive to me. And just somebody being that huge, being able to play football and baseball. Next, I would go with Sean Bradley. I know you remember Sean Bradley.
Oh, I know him well.
7'6". Just off of that alone.
At a BYU.
Yeah, just off of that alone, you can't get too much more unique than that. And then guess what? He played for who? The 76ers. And his jersey was what? 76. So
and then Mira signed number 77 because
yes.
He was one inch taller.
Yeah, so just like a serious a serious barrage of coincidences in his life with the number 7 and 6. And then last, I would go with Bob Hayes.
Bob Hayes.
First guy to run 9.9 and then also being a Hall of Fame football player for the Dallas Cowboys, a receiver.
And nobody would call him a track guy.
Nobody would.
Yeah, because that's insulting to guys who run track and football, correct, Stanford?
Absolutely correct.
Thank you very much. Shout out to the OG John Lopez for doing that to my man a couple weeks ago. By the way, King Griffey won that Three Rivers Stadium yes. home run derby. Frank Thomas won it in 95 at the ballpark in Arlington. We just combine our powers, Stanford, and we just get it.
You're right.
We just get it done. You're damn right I'm right. Come on, man. These are my most unique athletes of all time. Muggsy Bogues and Earl Boykins, 5'3" and 5'5". You don't really see that on an NBA court very mm-hmm. often, especially Earl Boykins, who was basically a shoot-first point guard at 5'5". That was fun to watch. Manute Bol, 7'5", 7'6", out there shooting threes. Rest in peace to Manute Bol. Khalid El-Amin at UConn, the little chubby point guard out there breaking boys off.
I remember.
With Rip Hamilton. Remember when they pulled that upset off against Duke? Mm-hmm. He won the NCAA tournament along with Jake Voskal. Jeremy Lin and Yao Ming. And I think you don't usually yes. see, I mean, and I know basketball's gone international, but you don't typically see Asian basketball players just breaking boys off. I thought Lin's sanity was very intriguing because of that. Just like Tiger Woods in golf, you don't usually see, you know, African Americans winning golf tournaments like that. But yeah, Jeremy Lin, Lin's sanity, Jerome Bettis and Natron Means, fat running backs. Everyone likes a good fat running back. Jerome Bettis, yes. actually a Hall of Famer. Natron Means, Super Bowl with the San Francisco 49ers.
I remember.
1995. Chargers got the brakes tapped off them, but Natron Means, Junior Seau, Stan Humphries, they put their best foot forward. Allen Iverson. I think Allen Iverson is one of the most innovative athletes of all time. He was the first guy to really be rocking the headband, having the braids out there,
and
doing
the sleeve.
Thing, and the sleeve. People still have the sleeve. Allen Iverson out there. And by the way, I've stood by the guy. That dude ain't 6'3". That dude's barely 6 foot, which adds to the uniqueness. I don't see why guys exaggerate their heights when they're short. I think it actually makes you more of a badass. But Allen Iverson up there, Jose Altuve with the Astros, short second baseman. I know there have been others, but it's unique seeing Jose. Butterbean, remember Butterbean out there boxing? The fat, bald guy with the red, white, and blue trunks?
Yes, I remember.
Butterbean. And then if we're sticking to boxing, one of the most unique to ever do it, Mike Tyson. He was short. Like, the heavyweight champs are usually not as short as Mike Tyson was, and he used to knock all their asses out in the day. Those are my most unique athletes of all time. 713-572-4610 if you want to get yours in. But Jared Lorenzen, rest in peace to the hefty lefty. They actually showed a special of Jared Lorenzen. You remember the play that Eli Manning made to David Tyree where he spun off of the New England defenders?
I remember.
Apparently that was a drill with the Giants, where Jared Lorenzen would basically try to tackle and get on the back of Eli Manning.
Oh, wow.
And they showed like an NFL films where Jared Lorenzen would just take it to the next level, be like grabbing him, tackling him and stuff. And apparently, this was before he even passed away, Eli Manning mentioned that as being one of the reasons that he was able to escape that traffic and find David Tyree. Stanford Route, Landry Locker in on a Friday in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. The Astros, they face the Angels tonight. Justin Verlander is going to be on the mound. The lead in the AL West right now is 7.5 games over the A's, and the Rangers are 8 games behind. I mention this because it was a week ago today when the OG John Lopez sounded off the panic alarm for the Houston Astros because the lead was only 4.5 games. A week later, 7.5 game lead, 8 game lead over the Rangers. In the words of Aaron Rodgers, I said it last week, I'll say it again, relax. The Astros are going to be fine. They're going to win the division. They got about 3 weeks and change to make a trade. And since June 9th, by the way, Yuli Gurriel, he's hitting .346 and slugging .692. Home run derby, you just mentioned it, Stanford. Alex Bregman, he's going to participate in the derby Monday night. He's going to be a 4 seed. Do you still watch the home run derby? Or are you one of those fans who's just not as into it anymore?
I'm not as into it as I once was, simply because of now all the rules that they've actually implemented into the home run derby. But I still love it because you just get a chance to see guys swing for the fence. It's amazing to see exactly the true power that a lot of these guys, even now today, going back to the olden days, have, simply because everybody likes to see the long ball. You know,
chicks dig the long ball.
Chicks dig the long ball. And I still love it. I just don't want to see all these new rules that are implemented with, you know, you got to have a certain amount of swings. You got to swing within a certain time period because obviously they don't want it to run longer. I think they should go ahead and just take it back to how it was in the 90s, swing for the fence, and whoever has the most at the end of the first round, they go ahead and go to the second round. It's not this bracket. It's not any of these time restraints, things like that. I would like to see it go back to the way it was, but I still do enjoy watching it right now.
Former Astro Hunter Pence, he's been in the Home Run Derby before, I believe. It looked like he was going to be out of baseball at a certain point last year. He's revived his career with the Texas Rangers. He was actually named the All-Star starter at the designated hitter position. However, he had an injury, and he's going to miss the All-Star game. So it's kind of a sad story, and a lot of people would sulk about it. But Hunter Pence, the former Houston Astro, he has some perspective. I think you'll appreciate this, Stanford. This is Hunter Pence on the disappointment of not participating in the All-Star game this year.
Anything in life is a choice. You can choose to look at anything you want in any direction. You know, there's like how amazing and how much could I appreciate this? Would I have thought that I would even have the choice to be disappointed in going to an All-Star game last year in the offseason when I didn't even have a job? So it's all perspective. I could look at it either way. But no, this is an amazing opportunity that I'm getting to go. I got hurt on the field in a big league game playing as hard as I can, and that happens. And I'm going to do everything I can, like enjoy right now, getting back, getting strong, getting healthy to come back and, you know, play a charge into a second half where we have an opportunity to make the playoffs. So no one expected that. How could I ever be more happy than I am right now? It's not possible.
Some perspective right there, Stan.
Oh yeah. I love it, simply because that's what you got to do in life. A lot of times you got to put things in perspective. And when you figure how last year he didn't even have a job, and now this year he's in the All-Star game, he's not going to participate in it, obviously, because he's got an injury. But just the simple fact of being able to be disappointed that you can't play in the game, that's a blessing in itself. And I know for a lot of guys in the football world, they don't want to play in the Pro Bowl. They just want to be named to the Pro Bowl. Now, obviously, the All-Star game.
You used to want to go, though, because it's in Hawaii.
Yes. I mean, yeah, you want to go for that reason.
Not now, though.
Yeah, but yeah, not now, because it's basically, you know, gravitated to something that just guys just simply don't even care about anymore. But for baseball, obviously, it's not as strenuous of a sport. It's not as much of a physical blow as football is. So you still love being named to the game. Yes, you're not going to be able to play in it, but just still being named it is always a blessing in itself.
We were talking about the most unique athletes. A good one from a loophole. 480, what about Jim Abbott, the one-handed pitcher? It doesn't get much more unique than that.
I forgot about that props. Yes, great call on that one.
And also threw a no-hitter. NBA, Kawhi Leonard still hasn't made his decision. He basically has the NBA by the coconuts. The landscape of the league could shift based on Kawhi's decision. We already see that Golden State's not going to be back. Kevin Durant gone. Klay Thompson, torn ACL. He's not going to be back till late next season. Kawhi Leonard's got to make his choice. If you're Kawhi Leonard, what are you doing, Stan?
Man, that's a tough one. And I see why he's still taking his sweet you-know-what time to actually make his decision. If I was Kawhi Leonard, it wouldn't be the Lakers. I can tell you that much.
That would be my choice.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the Lakers.
I'm going to the Lakers.
Because I think for even like with Kevin Durant, for a lot of the small forwards in the game of basketball, I think they take a sick pleasure in beating LeBron and not teaming up with him. That's number one. Kawhi does not seem like a teaming up type of a guy. I think Kawhi Leonard is ultimately going to choose the Los Angeles Clippers because that's home for him, and he doesn't have to worry about playing under the shadow of LeBron, dealing with all the scrutiny that comes with, oh, well, you know what? You guys didn't win the NBA Finals this year, so obviously it's got to be somebody's fault other than LeBron.
But could you see LeBron doing like what his best friend D-Wade did when LeBron went to Miami? And maybe, you know, 35 years old, he's gonna turn 35 years old at the end of this year. Could you see maybe LeBron taking a step back and being content in Los Angeles with Kawhi Leonard doing his thing? And let's be honest, LeBron's still one of the best. Couldn't you see LeBron? I don't see LeBron as the same guy anymore. I could see him kind of progressing to a point where he actually wants guys like Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard to take over. And let's be honest, Kawhi Leonard, he's got more years left than LeBron James.
Yes.
So it basically the Lakers will eventually be his squad. It's going to be him and Anthony Davis down the stretch. I could see LeBron actually taking a back seat and just letting Kawhi do his thing.
I could see that as well, but from a media standpoint, just from a fan standpoint, that's not how they're going to see it. Now, if LeBron James actually comes out publicly and says, you know what, this is Kawhi's team, I'm just here to help him actually go ahead and improve his legacy and actually become one of, if not the best player to ever do it. I think if LeBron comes out and says that, then you know what, that's a little bit of a different story. But for just a fan standpoint and from a media standpoint, everybody looks at LeBron as the king. So anytime that you're playing with LeBron James, you're going to get the blame, and LeBron James is going to get the credit whenever you guys win. And I think for Kawhi Leonard, he's a different type of a guy. And there's a growing sentiment within the NBA that guys like to beat LeBron rather than go ahead and team up with him because they're not going to get the credit, and that's just kind of how it is. Yes, I do think LeBron can go and actually relinquish some of the team to a Kawhi Leonard, but I don't think that that's how the media is going to see it. They're still going to put the onus on his shoulders, and I think that a lot of players don't want to deal with that circus.
Kawhi don't care, though. Kawhi ain't a lot of players.
But I think Kawhi, deep down inside, Kawhi's already beat LeBron James in the NBA Finals. He's won the MVP of the NBA Finals off of LeBron James 2014. Shout out San Antonio Spurs. Don't act like you don't remember it, Landry. Don't act like that.
If he hadn't cramped in game one, then he would have won that. But, you know, it's okay. Congratulations on your success.
But what I'm saying is, if you're Kawhi Leonard, if you're Kevin Durant, why do I got to go play with LeBron again?
Wouldn't you want to?
Because I've already beat him.
Who cares?
But I don't want to deal with the circus, and I don't want to deal with the soap opera that comes
He's
with
old.
It.
Like it's, yes. not, it's not like you're joining him in his 20s. He's 35.
But guess what? You already said if Kawhi Leonard goes to the Los Angeles Lakers, you think that they're locked to win the NBA Finals, correct?
I do.
Now, guess what?
Why would you not want that as a player?
Hold on. Because guess what?
You've already done it. You've already done it by yourself. Why would you not want that as a player?
Because I've already done it by myself, like you just said.
Why would you want to do it again? Why not go?
Because it feeds my ego.
Why would you not want to be a Laker?
Because it feeds my ego,
but why
as
would you
all
want,
players
why would you
do.
Not want to be a Laker?
Not everybody. Landry, this is 2019. Guess what? Why would anybody not want to be a Knick? They're historical, right? It's the mecca of basketball. Guess what? These players don't give a...
They haven't done anything since 2000. The Knicks haven't done anything since 2000.
And the last time the Lakers did anything was 2010 when they beat the Boston Celtics in Game 7 9 years ago. That's when
But it's still the Lakers.
Yes. It's still the Knicks.
The Knicks have won one championship in my lifetime.
Absolutely. But guess what? They still consider Madison Square Garden as what? The mecca of basketball. I agree. That's what a lot of players right now are saying. It's the Lakers. Who cares?
It's the Lakers,
they don't give
dude.
A damn about that.
Anthony Davis cares. LeBron James cared.
And that's
LeBron left Cleveland for it. It's the Lakers,
that's
man.
That's LeBron James.
You got to want
to
be
LeBron
a Laker.
James going to the Los Angeles Lakers has more to do with what he's going to plan to
Bro,
do after basketball than the
grew
Lakers
up
right
watching
now.
The Lakers. Like, yes. Nobody grew up watching the Knicks.
So then let me ask you this.
Nobody grew up watching the Knicks
guess,
that plays
but,
right
but,
now. He
but,
grew up watching
but
that
guess
in
what?
L.A.
But
he
guess
watched
what?
Shaq and Kobe.
I agree. But guess what? I'm going to ask both of you guys this. Fig, I'm going to ask both of you and Landry. Last year, when Kawhi Leonard made it very clear that he wanted to be traded away from the San Antonio Spurs, what were the two teams that you heard rumored as to where he wanted to go?
Lakers, Clippers.
What'd you just say?
Lakers, Clippers.
Exactly. You didn't just hear Lakers. You heard Lakers, Clippers. Lakers, Clippers. Lakers, Clippers. So clearly, we see that Kawhi Leonard, he ain't worried about just the brand of the Lakers. Because guess what? This is why Kawhi Leonard is taking
everybody
his
Everybody cares
his
about
sweet.
The brand of the Lakers.
No,
it's the Lakers.
Not everybody does.
It's the
not
Lakers,
not everybody does. Then let me ask you this. Why didn't Kevin Durant sign with the Lakers? You think the Lakers didn't want Kevin Durant?
I don't know if they did or not.
Really? You think the Lakers did not want Kevin Durant?
I think they were more focused on Kawhi.
You think the Lakers did not want Kyrie Irving?
Kevin Durant didn't want the Lakers. He didn't want to do that again.
But why wouldn't he want the Lakers? Because of what I'm saying.
Because he's already chosen the Warriors and he's gotten the criticism of it.
Yes, but... And you're right. And guess what? With LeBron, it's even bigger than that. It's a soap opera with LeBron. Because if you go there...
He's old, though. It ain't the same.
But he's still King James.
He's still got a squad now around him.
He has a top-notch teammate with him. But if the Lakers were to play right now,
they got a squad.
They would not be able to fill five guys.
They got a squad,
They would not be able to have a starting five right now. There's 10 open slots on the Lakers roster.
They got
10
chubby,
open slots.
They got chubby Jared Dudley. They got
exactly.
They only need four.
Exactly.
They can run a power play, Figgy.
But all I'm basically saying is from that standpoint, these new age players don't give a damn about the Lakers, the Celtics. They don't give a damn about that because they're not a part of the olden times with all the historical championships.
Bro, it ain't that
old. I tell you this.
Bro, it's 10 years ago.
That's the last time the Lakers won.
Yeah.
But as far as, but guess what? Who's won more titles in the last 10 years? The Warriors. You're seeing the Heat won two.
Warriors are dead.
You see the Spurs.
Warriors are dead.
But what I'm saying
rest
is,
in peace.
But from what, from where they look at it from, they don't see the historical 16-17 banners by the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Do.
They don't feel it like that.
Let's carry this over. Landry Locker, Stanford route, lost his damn mind, in the word of Clint Sterner. We'll talk more about the Lakers brand and whether or not that matters. We'll also look ahead to Texans training camp because we're 20 days away. More with Landry and Stanford next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.